Imagine having the chance to sit down with Padre Pio and talk to him about life and the afterlife. A member of the Italian Parliament did just that. Stay tuned to hear his profound insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I'd like to share an insightful story from Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory by Father Alessio Parente, where we get a glimpse into the deep spiritual understanding Padre Pio had regarding the state of the souls in purgatory. This account comes from Gerardo De Caro, a member of the Italian Parliament who had the privilege of intimate conversations with Padre Pio about life, suffering, and the souls in purgatory. Here's what Gerardo shared. One night in 1943, I was alone with Padre Pio, who was on his way to the choir of the old church. These were wonderful moments of spiritual communion, occasions when Padre Pio taught me many things in a gentle, flattering, and humble manner. We sat on one of those old, worn benches where the long corridor angles with the other corridors leading to the choir. That night, he spoke to me about two important points regarding spiritual life. Gerardo then explains the first point. Padre Pio noticed in me the nausea I felt towards myself and the world, which was one of the many ways God casts a net to catch us and make us free. Thus, from the fatigue of living, the soul gradually rises, so that we may begin to offer our suffering while we await our return to God. Padre Pio said to Gerardo, God respects the personality of man. Man must choose. What can we find in this world? We might find a little music, but even that becomes tiresome. However, we shall never grow weary of the things above. Gerardo continues, I clearly understood that offering the weariness of life, which is the suffering of sufferings, will always be accompanied by a mysterious happiness that rewards us with profit. So, in other words, Padre Pio explains to Gerardo that the feeling of dissatisfaction or nausea towards the world are actually a way God draws us closer to Him. This weariness we experience in life is a form of purification. As Padre Pio pointed out, while worldly pleasures may seem satisfying for a time, they eventually lose their charm, but spiritual realities never grow old or burdensome. Now, let's move on to the second point, which concerns the souls in purgatory. Gerardo continues, I entrusted to Padre Pio the soul of a writer whose work I had enjoyed reading in my youth. I said nothing more, not even mentioning his name. However, the Padre understood perfectly to whom I was referring. His face reddened, as if pained by the sufferings of others. He then said, he loved creatures too much. When Gerardo asked how long that soul would be in purgatory, Padre Pio replied, at least for 100 years. We must pray for the souls in purgatory. It is incredible what they can do for our spiritual good in gratitude for those who, on earth, remember to pray for them. A few years later, Gerardo noted, Padre Pio explained this point more clearly. The prayers of the souls in purgatory are very effective in the eyes of God because they are in a state of suffering, a suffering of love for God whom they long for. They pray for their family members. End of story. So as we continue through November, the month when we dedicate ourselves more intensely to praying for the souls in purgatory, let's remember what Padre Pio taught us. Our prayers for those souls are not just acts of mercy. They are a part of a beautiful exchange where the souls we pray for can, in turn, pray for us. Padre Pio was deeply aware of this reality, and we can follow his example by offering our prayers, sacrifices, and masses for the souls in purgatory. Let's keep Padre Pio's words close to our hearts. We must empty purgatory with our prayers. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you are invited to enroll in our Holy Souls Registry for special masses offered throughout November for your deceased loved ones. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.